כיוון פרק א' משנה ב', למעלה מהן נבלה ומחתה שיש בהם כדי הזוהם. More stringent than the tumah that we had in the previous mishnah are a nevela, carcass of an animal, and a mechata of water that was mixed up with the aphid from a para tumah. If there's enough water there to sprinkle on a person, these tumahs are more stringent. Shehem etamenes adam b'masa. These tumahs are metame a person even if he doesn't come into direct contact with the tumah. If he carries the tumah, he becomes tame. And this tumah is very stringent, but tame. Big gadin, the maga, that the person who is carrying this tumah, the clothes that is on him becomes tameh, and so too, any begadim or kalim utensil that the person touches while he is carrying this tumah would become tameh. Now, even though the person that is carrying this tumah is not nava tumah, as the tumah itself is a nava tumah, the person who is carrying it becomes a rishon tumah, a blada tumah. And kalim cannot become tameh from a blada tumah, only from an ava tumah, but this is an exception. That while the person is carrying the tumah, the clothes that is on him, and begadim or kalim that he would touch at that time, would become tameh. But after he puts down the tumah, in such a case, he no longer would be metameh kalim or begadim that he comes into contact with. And even while he is carrying the tumah, he's only metameh begadim and kalim, he would not be metameh in adam. And so to klicheres, earthenware kalim, he would not be metameh. And not only does he become tameh ayidei masa by carrying the tumah, even though he's not touching it, but even Ayidei Hesed, by moving the tumah, also he would become tameh, even if he doesn't actually touch the tumah. But if he only touched the tumah without carrying it, in such a case, the begadim would be spared, meaning the begadim that you're wearing would not become tumah, so too any begadim or kelim that you touch while you are touching this tumah would not become tameh. It's only the tameh begadim if you're carrying the tumah, not if you're touching it. Now that which we had in this mission, that mechata sheyesh behem kedei hazoyim, if you carry water that's mixed together with the ashes of a para aduma, if there's enough to sprinkle, it's metame b'masa. And we had in the previous mission that if there's not enough to sprinkle, even though it's not metame b'masa, but it would be metame b'maga, that's only if you're carrying it or touching it, shelo litzara hazaya, not for the need of sprinkling on a person who has become tame, to metare that person. As if you're carrying the mechata in order to sprinkle it on a person, in such a case you would not become tame b'masa. Because if everybody who carried the water of the para aduma would become tameh, even though he's carrying it litzarach for a necessary purpose to sprinkle on a person, then since that person becomes tameh, he would be metameh the kli that holds the water, and the water subsequently would become tameh, so it would be impossible to ever sprinkle the water on a person. So therefore, it must be that which the person who is carrying the mechata or touching the mechata becomes tameh, that's only if he's carrying it or touching it, shelo litzarach hazaya, not for the purpose of sprinkling it on a person. Sechav Kelim Paragalat Mishnah Gimel Lamala Mehem Baro Nida Shehumetame Mishka Tachton Ke'oyim. A more stringent tumah than the tumahs we had in the previous Mishnah is somebody has relation with the Nida. The person who has relation with the Nida has a din like a Nida as far as that which if he lays down on a bunch of mats, the bottom mat, even though it's not touching the actual ball Nida, would be tummy just like the Elyon, the top mat, that touching the ball Nida. There is one difference, though, between the Nida herself and the ball Nida. The Nida herself, when she lays down on a bunch of mats, all of the mats that are underneath her become an Ava Tumah, the Metame Adam Bekelim. As opposed to a ball Nida, the mats that are underneath them do not become an Ava Tumah. They become a Rishon Latumah, the Metame Oichlan Umashkin, food and drink, but they're not Metame Adam Bekelim. And this Tumah is more severe than the Tumahs we had in the previous Mishnah. The Tumahs that we had in the previous Mishnah are only Tame Bemaga Uvamasa, as opposed to, in this case, a ball Nida, even though he didn't touch or carry the mats that are underneath him, even so, they become tummy. L'mayla mehen, zayva shalzav, v'raykai, u'shichba zero. A more stringent tumah than a ball nida is the zayv that comes out from a zav, the emission from a zav, the spit that comes from a zav, and the shichba zera that comes from a zav. Now, even though the shichba zera that comes from anybody is tummy, but the shichba zera from a zav is even more tummy, as the regular shichba zera is only metame b'maga, as opposed to the shichba zera of a zav, it's metame also b'maza. U'meimi ragav the urine that comes from a zav. The dam hanida, the blood that comes from anida, shehem etamim b'maga u'b'masa, all these things are very stringent. Tumah etamim b'maga u'b'masa, whether a person touches any of these things or carries any of these things, even without coming into contact with it, the tumah is very severe that the person who came into contact or carried any of these things would be metame, the begadim that is on him, the begadim that he is wearing at the time he touches or carries any of these things would be tame, and so too any begadim or kalim that he is touching at the same time that he carries or touches one of these things would become Tumah. A more stringent Tumah than the Tumah that we had before, the Tumah of Merkab. Merkab is a piece that's attached to a saddle that a person holds on to while he's riding. That is Metame underneath an Evan Masami, a very heavy stone. Somebody puts a Merkab underneath a very heavy stone, and the Zav sits on top of the stone. Even though by virtue of the Zav sitting on top of the stone is not pressing down on the Merkab, since the stone is so heavy, still, the Merkab becomes Tumah, then Abba Tumah, and Adam, the Kehon that comes into contact with this Merkab, would become Tumah. L'malam in Merkab, Mishkab, Sheshavim, Ago, Limaso. An even more stringent Tumah than Merkab is Mishkab. Anything that's fit to sit down on or lay down on is called Mishkab. And if you put a Mishkab, Tachas, and Eben, Misame, underneath a very heavy stone, and the Zav sits on top of the stone, even though when the Zav sits on top of the stone, he's not pressing down on the Mishkab, since the Eben is so heavy, even so, the Mishkab becomes an Abba Tumah. That is Matami Adam Bekalim, both the Maga and the Masa, whether the person touched the Mishkab or whether he carried it, he becomes Tame. This is more stringent than Merkab, as Merkab is only Matami with Maga, not with Masa. Lamalam and a Mishkab Azov, Shazov Oisa Mishkab, the Ain Mishkab, Oisa Mishkab. And even more stringent Tumah than Tumah's Mishkab is the Tumah Zov himself. As a Zov can make a Mishkab, but a Mishkab cannot make a Mishkab. Meaning to say, a Zov that sits down or lays down on mat or anything that's fit to sit or lay down on, all the mats underneath him become Tumah, as opposed to a Mishkab, something that was underneath a Zav, that became an Abba Tumah, even though it's an Abba Tumah and would be Metame and Adam Vekalim, but if you put the Mishkab on top of a bunch of other mats, it would only be Metame, the mat that it came into contact with, not the other mats that are underneath it, and even the mat that it came into contact with would only be a Rishon LeTumah, not an Abba Tumah, as opposed to a Zav, when he sits down or lays down on mat, the mats become an Abba Tumah. So therefore we see that a Zav is more chamer than Mishkab, as a Zav can make the mat underneath him into Tumas Mishkab, into an Abba Tumah, while the Mishkab itself, the thing that was underneath the Zav itself, when you put it on top of other mats, those mats do not become an Abba Tumah.